ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 28 द चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड कैरेक्टर ऑफ भरत महाराज। असाधिता हविषि बर्हिषि दूषिते मयोपालब्धो भीत सपदि उपारत रास ऋषि कुमारवद अवहिता कारण कलाप आस्ते। Our translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. When I placed all the sacrificial ingredients on the kusha grass, the deer, when playing, would touch the grass with its teeth and thus pollute it. When I chastised the deer by pushing it away, it would immediately become fearful and sit down motionless, exactly like the son of a saintly person. Thus, it would stop its play. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, very short purport. Bharat Maharaj was constantly thinking of the activities of the deer, forgetting that such meditation and diversion of attention was killing his progress in spiritual achievement. Hare Krishna, seeking all of your blessings so I can speak something. So, we are seeing last few days how Bharat Maharaj is getting attached to the deer. He left his spiritual practices and his mind was fully occupied in the activities of the deer. He is displaying here material contemplation, in a way material compassion also. So Krishna is teaching a lesson how a person, even on any platform, can become attached to any of the activity of this world if he is not properly situated in devotional service or his spiritual practices. Srinathji Prabhu gave class on the day. He mentioned wonderful point. Bharat Maharaj was a king and he was conditioned to take care of the people. Prajajana. King has got natural capability that I should take care of the people on whom I am ruling. And it was naturally, he was conditioned that anybody who takes shelter of me, I have to protect that person. So here it so happened that deer came in very innocent way in his life and he was conditioned to take care of anyone who take his shelter. And due to his past conditioning, he was trying to take care of the deer. And to that degree, he was forgetting his spiritual practices also. Deer in a way is a very attractive animal. First of all, it is a herbivorous animal. Secondly, it is very graceful in walk. Also, it is very beautiful also. So it is naturally also, it is very attractive. When Ravana wanted to kidnap Sita Devi, so he sent Maricha that you somehow see that Ram and Lakshman are out of their house, so I can kidnap Sita Devi. So Maricha, the form he chose was deer, and he chose a deer with a golden color, and Sita Devi was very much attracted by deer because deer naturally are very attractive, And Bharat Maharaj found this deer in a small, when he was very young. And any animal, if you see a lion also, very small, it's very attractive. Although lion is very ferocious animal, but if you see a newly born child of a lion, it's very attractive. So Bharat Maharaj, in a way, was captivated by this deer. And in his mind only, he was always contemplating on this deer. And it proved, it said that a deer is a deer, but deer. That means a deer is an animal. He was very dear to Bharat Maharaj. But dear means it was costly also. Costly for his spiritual practices. It proved very costly for his spiritual practices. So Bharat Maharaj, he was a devotee. So naturally, he has got very soft heart. Devotee doesn't like violence. Very difficult for a devotee to see a blood. They don't like violence. Devotee are naturally very soft hearted. They don't like to kill even an ant or mosquito also without any purpose. And simultaneously, devotee can go to any extreme, and for the right purpose, they can kill any number of people. For example, Arjuna was there. He was a very soft hearted person. Krishna told in the beginning that Arjuna, you should fight. And Arjuna, he was standing in front of, in between the both the armies, and he was making various arguments to Krishna that how can I kill my kith and kins, although they have made some injustice to me, still I can't kill them. If I kill, then what will happen? Their wives will become widow, their children will come as Varna Shankara, whole Vedic system will fail. And Arjuna was thinking of others' benefit. So naturally, a devotee's heart is very, very soft. He gets very affected by even bodily infliction on other living entities. That is his natural. He doesn't like even other people suffering, even on bodily platform. He gets affected by it. Because due to spiritual practices, his heart gets purified. And due to that, he has got compassion, concern for all living entities. One who serves the Lord, because Lord is father of everybody, he is the supreme person, he is the absolute truth. So by serving the Lord, a person gets compassion or he becomes well-wisher for all the living entities in the world. And naturally, if we see in Srimad Bhagavatam pages, so many devotees are praying for the Lord for benefit of each and every living entity. Prahlad Maharaj, although for the right cause, he was very happy when Hiranyakashipu was died by Narsingha Dev. But after his death, what he did? He prayed that deliver everybody. So that is the mood of a devotee. For say, he is very compassionate. He gets affected by small things, others' misery also. But for right cause, he can do anything. On the other side, materialistic person, if they get affected, it's very difficult for them to continue. Devotees, although affected, but still, for the right cause, they can continue. Example is given, Govindaru many times gives his example, that in Mahabharata, two examples comes. One is Dronacharya. And Dronacharya was very much attached to his child, Ashwatthama. And Ashwatthama, Pandavas were not able to kill. And somehow they arranged, Krishna arranged, and Yudhishthira Maharaj spoke that Ashwatthama was died. And when Dronacharya heard this statement from the mouth of Yudhishthira Maharaj, whom he treated as Dharmaraj himself, this person cannot speak a lie. So he accepted that my son is killed. And he continued his service of fighting. And he just laid his weapon down, sat on the battlefield, and he stopped his activity. And then he was ultimately been killed. On the other hand, we see Arjuna was there. And his son, Abhimanyu, was killed by Kaurav leaders. And Arjuna, he was affected by it. Devotees get affected by what to speak of their near ones, any other persons. So if anyone is there in a near and dear surrounding, naturally devotees are very loving. They are affected by it. But that doesn't mean that they give up the Lord's service. Abhimanyu was very much dear to Arjuna, very much dear to Arjuna. And when Abhimanyu was killed, Arjuna was very much aggrieved, very much affected. But surprisingly, he didn't give up Lord's service. That is the glory of the devotee. In spite of whatever comes and goes, he is always stick to the service of the Lord. Because he knows that this is the only thing which can help me and which can help all other living entities. Nothing else can help. Devotees, as I mentioned, many examples are come in of many devotees' life who shows their compassion. First canto Srimad Bhagavatam, example of come and same Ashwatthama, when he kills the other sons of Pandavas, and Draupadi was very angry. All Pandavas were very angry. But when Ashwatthama was caught, surprisingly, Draupadi, out of her compassionate heart, she told that we should release Ashwatthama. You can imagine a mother who has lost all her children, still she is saying that we should release Ashwatthama, because she was thinking that I passed through a miserable phase. My children, they were destroyed. Then why should Ashwatthama's mother, Droni, should be afflicted by the same pain unnecessarily? So let Ashwatthama be released. So that is the heart of the devotee. They are not revengeful. They don't want to take revenge. At least for their own purpose. If they are, say, attacked, they never take propensity to take revenge. But if other devotees, or for the sake of the Lord, they can do any activity which can befit in that circumstances. Devotee is very compassionate because their hearts get purified. Mrigari was there. He was in forest. He was killing animals. And he was to that degree, he was merciless. Or so much merciless this person was, that not only he was killing all types of animals, but he was killing them half dead. That means he was just killing them half and relishing that how these animals are getting pain. That is a completely demoniac mentality. Demoniac people, they relish other people's suffering. Many times even people don't get benefit out of other people's suffering. But still, they enjoy other people's suffering. They relish it. They want to torture other people, torment other people. That is their nature. They relish it. On the other side, devotees, they are very compassionate. Mrigari, when he was such a person that he would kill all types of animal in a very miserable way. And when he came in contact with Narad Muni, and Narad Muni prescribed him some spiritual practices, and as a surrendered soul to Narad Muni, we understood that this person is my only benefactor. He can only help me from this situation. He surrendered to Narad Muni, accepted whatever spiritual practices Narad Muni said, and firmly performed their spiritual practices. And what was the result? Result was that he was completely purified. And on another occasion, when Narad Muni, along with Parvat Muni, was visiting the place, Mrigari was there, and he wanted to come near his spiritual master, offer obeisances. He was just running, but in between he was leaping somewhere, and Narad Muni could not understand. So many times he leaped, and then ultimately came to Narad Muni and offered obeisances. Narad Muni asked, so he said, there are ants were there on the way. So the same person who was somewhat like, say, butcher, or even worse than a butcher, was the same person who was not even killing an ant. So there is the nature of a devotee. They are always concerned of all the living entities. They don't kill even a small insignificant. They don't feel that I am great and this insignificant insect. One time, Shuta Kirti Prabhu was keeping the mosquito net of Srila Prabhupada. And one mosquito peeped in, and Prabhupada was not there. And somehow he wanted to kill the mosquito, and he just clapped his hand And Prabhupada entered and Prabhupada saw what was going on. And mosquito fell to the ground. And just Prabhupada came and started gazing at the mosquito. And Shuddha Kirti Prabhu also gazing at Prabhupada, gazing at the mosquito. And he thought the mosquito died. And the mosquito was just there for some time. And Prabhupada all the time he was just gazing at the mosquito. What happened? And ultimately mosquito just moved and fly away. And Prabhupada was very happy. So that's the quality of a devotee, that they are always compassionate. One time Srila Prabhupada was driving in a car and they were passing aside a beach. And on the beach, people were enjoying like anything. Like say, we can see in Chopadi also beach ahead we can go. People are surfing, boating and all types of sporting activities are going on. And that was like a completely western beach environment. And devotees were thinking, wow, they are enjoying in such a nice way. But they were thinking, what Prabhupada may be thinking? So they just noticed the face of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada had tears in his eyes. And devotees realized that this is Prabhupada's compassion. Prabhupada was feeling that these people are actually ultimately suffering. Because the soul, although a person thinks that he is happy, but as long as soul is in contact with material nature, a soul cannot be happy. Even the person's mind may be conceiving that I am relishing the topmost happiness, but within, soul is unhappy because soul is not in contact with the Supreme Lord. So that is the compassion of Srila Prabhupada. So devotees' nature, they are always compassionate, but for the right cause, they can do any activity. Any activity, they can go to the any extent. Srila Prabhupada was there. He was there in family life. And he worked hard just to maintain his wife, children. And all of them were not cooperating. His wife Radharani Datta not cooperating in with Prabhupada. But nonetheless, Prabhupada tried his hard to help them materially. Nature of devotee, he likes to take care of others. And Srila Prabhupada ultimately, on the order of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he left home, took sannyas. And when he was boarding for Jaladuta, so he was leaving from Calcutta. And Calcutta was his birthplace. And Satsarudas Maharaj writes in Prabhupada Lilamrit, Prabhupada was a natural leader from his childhood itself. It's not that Prabhupada became a leader afterwards. Prabhupada was such an influential person that even everybody wanted to Prabhupada from his childhood. He was Abhay Charan from his childhood, was a natural leader. So Srila Prabhupada, you can imagine, he may have so many well-wishers, friends, kith and kins, relatives, but he didn't visited any of them. He was there in one place, one Banerjee. He was also not his friend earlier. He became his friend later on and he was interested in kirtan. And Prabhupada was conducting some programs in Calcutta and Mr. Banerjee was conducting kirtan and Prabhupada was there with him. That's all. And one day he visited Mayapur to visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace and his spiritual master's samadhi. And he came back, boarded to Jaladuta and left. Prabhupada would have done other thing. Prabhupada would have visited all his friends. I'm going to America. You all can come. I don't know what will happen to me. So, last farewell I can say. Nothing. Prabhupada, for the right cause, was completely detached. Completely detached. There's no mention of anything in Prabhupada Lilamrit that Prabhupada visited his house, met his wife, children, did some personal relationship. Nothing. Prabhupada knew that this is my mission. And I have to, this is the mission for the welfare for everybody. Everybody will be happy if I just continue with this. Just continue with this. Here, Bharat Maharaj is just concerned for the particular deer. But if he would have continued his Krishna consciousness, not only that deer would have benefited, he would have benefited, but everybody would have benefited. So that is the difference. Although devotees knows that they don't think on bodily platform, they think first on soul's platform, then they think on bodily platform. He could have thought, if Bharat Maharaj would have continued his spiritual practices, Krishna would have given benefits to deer also. Because Bharat Maharaj got some affection for deer. For example, Shivanand Sen He had some affection for the dog. But he was fixed up in his devotional service. He didn't compromise his devotional service. What is the ultimate result? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave love of God to that dog also. So that is the difference between devotee who are fixed in devotional service. When a devotee comes in devotional service, he is engaged in spiritual practices. But at the same time, he has got his conditional nature in the background. And as soon as the spiritual practices goes down, his conditional nature comes out like head of a Ravana. Ravana has got head, as soon as the head is cut off, immediately the head comes out. So as soon as our spiritual life, Krishna consciousness, there is a lax in our services, if we are inattentive in our spiritual practices, as soon as that, our conditional nature comes out. And there is no other way. Suppose somebody is, due to some reason, he is engaged in some abominable activity. His conditional nature comes out. When if a person is there, he is in under conditional nature, although he may be knowing I am doing wrong, but still he will not be so much depressed. But when a person becomes devotee, and he becomes, when at that time his conditional nature comes out, it is very painful for that devotee. Because the same anartha, when he becomes devotee, is intolerable to them, intolerable in their hearts. Very difficult to digest that. But what is the solution? Devotees doesn't have any solution. Solution, we have got taken only one shelter, that is their lordships. There is the only shelter. Even if you are gone into the worst case, whatever happens and goes, you have to still continue devotional service, because other side is just ocean of misery. So even if you have slipped and somehow you have gone here astray, so still the solution is that somehow you have to continue the devotional service. And many times, or sometimes, devotees get affected by their conditioned nature. But even Krishna, he doesn't take that seriously, as long as devotee sincerely struggles to progress, to perform devotional service. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that sadhu eva samantavya, that in my opinion, he is a sadhu because he has performed devotional service. Krishna never forgets any activity, any devotional service rendered by a soul. Everything else is going to perish. Everything else is going to be destroyed. But whatever service we perform to the Lord and devotees will eternally be remembered by the Lord. That will be eternally in our credit. So, even if a person is exhibiting his conditioned nature, we should consider him as a saint. Lord personally thinks that he is a sadhu. He is a sadhu because it's very rare to do devotional service to the Lord. We see in many of the Srila Prabhupada's disciples, many of them did very, very powerful service to them. And sometimes some of the disciples after that could not continue with the same zeal or were affected by their conditioned nature for some time. But still, there is no fall down in spiritual life. They are always on that platform. They may not do further advancement, but they are on that platform. And the most important thing, the Prabhupada disciples, those who helped Srila Prabhupada, a person remembers the most, the person who has helped him in the most needed circumstances. Most needed circumstances. If anybody helps him, he never forgets that. Suppose a person is very poor, and from poor he comes to a very high stage, but he will never forget somebody when he was poor and he has given some little money or helped in little way. He will never forget that person. Although after becoming rich, somebody can give him donation of 1 lakh rupees. It may be little less worth than compared to a person who has given him donation of 100 rupees when he was very suffering during that time. And Prabhupada was needing help. Prabhupada saying, "This, you are my limbs of a body. I am an old person. What I can do?" And Prabhupada says, "You are my limb of my body." And those people who have helped Srila Prabhupada during that time were most glorious people, because they helped the Prabhupada during the most necessary phase. when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement was about to get launched, Prabhupada was having these last few years of his life, and he was needing the help, and these people helped him. Prabhupada will be eternally, devotee's heart is always grateful to a person who helps. Prabhupada used to keep a donation box when he was in America, when in early days, I think in Bowery or other place. So he used to keep a donation box. Anybody who is willing can give the donation. So somebody used to pay some cents or so, somebody. And Brahmananda Prabhu saw. So he says, Prabhupada is concerned of so much money. So he, without Prabhupada's notice, he gave $100 bill inside. And Prabhupada, when he opened this hundi box, Prabhupada was so happy, unimaginably happy. His smile was like, say, year-to-year smile. He was so happy. He was almost in ecstasy. Why? Because Prabhupada needed money at that time to serve his spiritual master. You can't compare that $100 even with, say, 1 crore donation as on today. Because Prabhupada got the amount when he was needed the most. So those people who has rendered devotional service at such crucial time are eternally glorified. Krishna will never forget their devotional service, because their own pure devotee, soldier, is grateful to them. So devotee, although such persons may exhibit some conditioned nature, it's not at all important, because Lord and his pure devotees just ignores. Whatever matters is our devotional service. We may sometimes, because devotional service to continue for whole lifetime is a big challenge, to remain inspired in devotional service throughout the life, day in and day out, because our devotional service, the process is something like the same process. There is no innovative things going on. It's the same mechanical process. And to continue with the process day in and day out, it's a big challenge. And many times, devotee may lack in his devotional service. And due to that, even when a person pours water on the tree, at the same time, the grass around grows. And if a person is not careful to pluck out the grass may grow, and the main plant may suffer due to that. So sometimes the devotee may exhibit his conditional nature. So as a person, if we are exhibiting the same conditional nature, never to feel shy. Just continue with the devotional service. Just continue. Prabhupada say, whatever happens, don't leave ISKCON. Whatever happens. Prabhupada used to give another analogy, that if a person, say a mango is there, it is unripe form on the tree, what it has to do to get ripe? Just hang on to the tree. And naturally, over a period of time, the mango will have its sweetness. So we may sometimes get some affected by the modes of nature, by our conditioning, because in Kali Yuga, everybody is like, say, some conditioning is there in our heart, that's why we are over here. But still, continue the process. Due to our false ego, it is difficult to face the people. But still, continue the process. Never give up the process. Many times devotees, due to their conditioning sprouting from their heart, they are ashamed to come to take to devotional service. There are examples of devotees who exhibited their conditioning, but they know from the back of their mind that this is the right path. They want to come to temple. There are devotees who have come till temple doorstep, but didn't enter temple, went back. There are such cases. People feel ashamed. How can I face? I was like this. I was so glorious. People used to respect me. They are advancing. I'm not advancing. So what is the remedy? There are only two choices. One is that we suffer in this material pool. And another is that we accept the truth and just continue the struggle. And Lord is there within the heart. He will rectify our conditioning. Because He doesn't like that we suffer here. He just makes us suffer to realize, to humble ourselves, so that we can take more shelter. He is not a cruel person. He also wants that you should get purified and come back to the kingdom of God. But somehow, due to our false ego, many times it is difficult to continue in devotional service. But we don't have any choice. There is no choice. There is no third option. One is to suffer. Another is to accept the fact and continue in devotional service. So devotees, they in their heart accept it and continue their devotional service in all circumstances. And this itself, by this practices, they become glorious in devotional service, and ultimately they have compassion not only for the body but for the soul. Here it is, the main lesson behind is that one should primarily be compassionate to the soul than to the body. Devotees, it's not that devotees are neglectful of the body. Some devotee is sick, they don't say, Prabhu, you are not this body, you are soul, don't worry, this is on bodily platform. They are affected. Okay, they will take care. But primarily, they will take care of the welfare of the soul. Because they are in knowledge, they can discriminate. Bharat Maharaj, due to lack of the association, he was not in knowledge, and so he could not discriminate. Devotees although gets affected, but still due to association of devotees, due to vani of spiritual master and Vaishnavas, due to Srila Prabhupada books, they are in the power to discriminate. And we should always hanker to our glorious thing. We should always hanker to hear our spiritual master's words, Srila Prabhupada books, because that will give us the sword of the knowledge, discriminating power. And that power can, whatever comes and go, whichever we may be from the most abominable conditioning, still we will able to put our steps one step ahead, we will able to go ahead. Because this is our only strength, that is the words of spiritual master, words of Srila Prabhupada books. There is the only hope, there is no other word. Because this is the only thing which gives a discrimination between Maya and Krishna. Where to give emphasis. And by mercy of these words, which Prabhupada has given us mercifully, we should put our steps on devotional service. Krishnadas Kaviras Goswami, he mentions one statement in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that I am old, I am lame, and I am diseased also. I can't say properly. My hands are shaking. I don't know how I am continuing the path of devotional service. But I am walking with the stick of Vaishnavas, mercy of the Vaishnavas. Initially, we may accept it mentally, but as the years pass, we realize it, that mercy of the Vaishnavas is the only hope that we have got. Mercy of the Vaishnavas, their words, spiritual master's words, there's the only hope, because we'll be tested by our conditioning over the period of time. And the only remedy is this. And Srimad Bhagavatam, it gives lessons, all types of different lessons, so that we can be equipped in knowledge and we can continue in devotional service. Thank you very much. Any question, if anyone has got, others will end.